not always just the companies. I know at some point, like, if I was just like, if I was Igarashi, and I'm not, and I don't know him, I don't know what, you know, frame of mind he was in, but, like, at some point, if the parent company, if Konami just said to me over and over again, like, yeah, we're not going to give you the budget to do anything bigger and better than what you've done, here's the same budget, make the same type of game, because we know what it'll sell, like, after a handful of those, I'm be like, all right, if you guys are just going to make me do this over and over again, I'm out. I'm gonna go find my own way. I'm going to go try and do something else. Like, this is boring. I've said all I need to say in this franchise. I think a lot of, like, fans of franchises seem to forget that, like, the human drive, the human creative drive that some of these people would have to just, like, not want to be in that situation forever. At some point, you know, if Konami is not going to stay in the console game business the same way that they have, then the people that have gotten out of there and the people that have yet to get out of there are right to go. You know, it's not Konami's job to, like, keep those people 100% happy all the time either, you know. It's Konami's job to make money. And if they look at it and go, hey, our best bet to make money is to make all these fucking pachinko machines, let's all cut off our pinkies and get to work. Like, you know, then at some point, like, that's what the company does. Like, no one has left Konami and had super kind things to say about their time there. And that makes sense. You know, it's like the company changed. It'd be like, you know, if I showed up to work today and they said, hey, you know, we're not interested in video game coverage anymore. We're transitioning into non-tech other stuff. You know, the answer wouldn't be like, well, I guess I'll just, you know, hey, I should be allowed to continue covering video game stuff because that's what I do. The answer is, well, I'm either going to cover this stuff you want covered or I'm going to leave so that I can continue covering video games some other way, you know? Like, at some point, these big corporations just exist to get bigger and get bigger and get bigger, and that's the only thing they're interested in is building shareholder value. You know, it's not the art. They're not sitting there going like, man, but we could make a really fucking kick-ass Contra game. Like, yeah, I bet you could. Or you could do something that would turn a real profit. It's not to say that, you know, no big companies are doing right by their audiences. I think, you know, generally, you know, people do okay with that stuff. And you have people on the ground that do care and listen to feedback and are trying to make the best things they can. And yeah, I mean, the Japanese situation is different because of the cultural norms and the way the law works and stuff like that in terms of, you know, clearing people out, like making a big business transition like that and saying, hey, we want to get out of this business and get into this business, then yeah, you might have to do your own people dirty in that case if you're Konami. You know, at the top levels of a company like that, you know, it's like on some level maybe they do understand, like, hey, it's in our best interest to make this stuff good. But generally, if it's coming down to the numbers, it's like, well, you know, yeah, we want to make it good because we understand that making it good is what helps it to sell better. So without spending too much more money on the project, let's make it good. Let's not increase the development budget at all, but we'll spec out the, you know, these sales targets that are higher than the last time. And if people don't hit it, then we'll fire them all. You know, like that sort of stuff, you know, is rough. at some point, that seems like it's kind of the nature of the business that, that these developments or developers are in. You know, you grow above a certain size, you become a certain size of company, like, you have to keep, you must feed the beast. I think, like, accepting that those realities exist is, you know, it becomes easier to kind of look at the video game business and not get outraged, or get outraged for different reasons, I guess. And you see people freaking out about this stuff, and you just look at it and go, like, well, yeah, they're a business, of course, but, you know, you're freaking out that this business did what businesses do. And that it's not, like, 100% art all the time. And at the same time, some of those people complain that, you know, like, want to say that video games aren't art to begin with. I was like, well, all right. You're hopeless on both ends. You can't have it both ways. But yeah, you know, it's like the people that are closer and closer to the end product, right? The people that are actually out there talking to the people that are using the products directly are the ones that really care, you know? And I think there are a lot of people in those positions that absolutely do care. I don't think anyone's going in going, like, let's make a piece of shit. There's like, let's do the best we can. Game development is some kind of triage from start to finish or something, right? That's why it's always weird when, you know, you have a bunch of people outraged because there's, like, cut content in Metal Gear Solid 5. It's like, well, there's cut content in every game. Most game discs, it seems like. Most video games, going back to arcade days, have, like, unused graphics or unused little bits and pieces that are just still in there somewhere. It's how hot coffee happened, for Christ's sake. To treat it like this is some kind of new thing and, like, try to pin blame on that, as opposed to just saying, hey, I think that Metal Gear Solid 5, the product, does not wrap up in a satisfactory fashion. It feels like it was missing something. Like, that's just a more grounded argument that doesn't rely on a ton of speculation. Because if you accept that, like, all this cut content was supposed to be in the game, then it's like, well, who cut it? Who cut it? And everyone immediately tries to blame the business side of things. It's like, they were forced to wrap it up. That's why this happened. It's like, well, yeah, maybe. Or maybe, like, that content was for a system that they decided wasn't working out and they cut it, you know, months ago, years ago. And there, you can find some remnants of it in the code still, you know? Like, you have to jump through a ton of hoops and jump to too many conclusions to really make that argument beyond a certain point. You know, it feels like the only kind of valid thing to say is like, well, you know, the story, and I haven't actually finished the final finishing of Metal Gear. But, you know, like, I understand even in some of the early reviews, people were saying, like, yeah, the story just kind of stops. And doesn't necessarily resolve everything you want resolved. It's like, okay, you know, if you feel like it's missing stuff, then, you know, then say that. You know, say, hey, it feels like it needs more of this. Or it feels like it needs more things here. And you see the stuff that, like, got cut or apparently, you know, was meant to be the, you know, at some point in development meant to be an extra little thing at the end. And you're like, well, okay, well, you know, that would have been cool to see in the game, I guess. But, like, why was it not there? Like, yeah, maybe we'll find out. Maybe someone will talk eventually. But, you know, maybe the people developing the game felt it didn't fit. Maybe it was not the story they wanted to tell. Instead, a ton of it gets wrapped up in, like, you know, people's feelings about Konami and what Konami is perceived to be doing to these franchises and these people that created them. And, you know, it's just, you get a rage associated with it that, like, you know, I get it on some level, but, like, slow your roll. Let's try to be reasonable people. Focus on the things we know 100% to be accurate, you know, or thing is you definitely feel, as opposed to like trying to draw out big conspiracies and here's the smoking gun that they did this to Kojima and this to that. And it's like, well, you know, yeah, maybe. Feels like a weird subdivision of the on-disc DLC argument. Man in a suit just raising one finger in the air, trying to get himself a taxi. Looking around like he's lost. like, Corvette sounds pretty good. It's got, like, I guess a couple blocks up now. And a Corvette. All right, so he's right here. And kind of a tight, like, financial district kind of corridor. Exhaust on this thing sounds real good, rattling off all these fucking giant buildings. I don't really like the look of the Corvette. I kind of never have. Well, I don't know. That one looks all right. Nice looking rims, real low to the ground. The rear end just doesn't do it for me. A lot of really sketchy shit happening on this street, man. Deliveries being made, people darting in and out of lanes. Shit ain't safe.
Lois Lane, and you can be my boyfriend, you sure they can. Just let me quit my boyfriend, go on Superman.
Dude, you didn't really need to walk in front of my car. Especially like when you're like moseying like that, like let's get it moving. This alley, I swear. Alright. I made it. Finally. I will see you later. I gotta go. Have a good day.